Madison, in the south east corner of Minnesota. And we were blessed in many ways. We had great weather all week, and things in general went well each and every day. But I just learned last night that where we were camping in that particular area, a tornado actually went through. So we're also very fortunate that our camp ended when it did, because with the bad weather that went through that particular area last night, we were staying outside in tents. But one thing that comes up, or one thing that is a challenge when it comes to any type of camp, whether it's boys' camp or girls' camp, and that is getting the attention of the boys. So at boys' camp, we had 50 boys about, and what we did to get their attention is we had a bell. So we had this big bell, and every time, you're like, it's time to wake up, or it's time to eat, it's time to pray, we ring the bell. And oftentimes, even when all the boys were gathered together in one place, and we were giving them instructions, they would start talking right away. So you're still giving instructions, still telling them what needs to be done, and it's the crowd is roaring. So you're ringing the bell to get their attention. But one thing that makes that challenge even harder is when you lose your voice. So now try to communicate to 50 boys as you're losing your voice. So our speech is what I want to talk about today, and our communication. For Almighty God gives us a great gift, and that is an ability to communicate with one another. There are many ways that we communicate with one another. Our speech is just one way. We communicate with our body language, we have writing, we have other means as well. And especially when it comes to speech, all over the world there are different languages. There are different languages for different countries. But this was not always the case. During the time of Noah and his sons, there was only one language. But they decided that they were going to build a tower that reached to heaven, and that they were going to make a name that would be great for themselves. Almighty God came down and seen the evil that they were doing, and he confounded their tongues. He confused them, and that's where we have the Tower of Babel. But my dear friends in Christ, when it comes to our speech, when it comes to communicating with one another, it's very important that we use this gift for good. It's very important that we use this very important gift to bless God. We use this gift to communicate with our neighbor. And what I want to do today is just talk briefly about how we can use this gift to bless God, but then also on the other side of it is how this gift is used for evil, how this gift is used to offend Almighty God. So first and foremost, my dear friend in Christ, we should be praying our prayers every day. And when we pray our prayers, we are uplifting our heart and our mind to God. But so oftentimes we pray our vocal prayers as well, like our rosary. Those are very pleasing to Almighty God. You're using that gift of speech to bless God. Another means in which we bless Almighty God with our speech is in how we communicate with our neighbor. When we speak with our neighbor and we work with our neighbor, we're able to form that union or that bond, which is very pleasing to Almighty God. But what does happen is that oftentimes we use our speech in ways that displease God. And first and foremost, what can happen is we can become frustrated during the day. When we're working on the things that need to be done during the day, whether it's schoolwork or whether it's work at home or at a job, we might become frustrated. It happens that when one becomes frustrated, they have a tendency to use bad language, to curse, or use our Lord's name in vain. And that is something that we have to specially be on our guard against. Because cursing or using our Lord's name in vain is displeasing to our Lord. It is sinful. We should also do our very best to avoid using such phrases as, I swear to God, or, oh my God, or using our Lord's name in any fashion. When we use the name of God, when we use the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we should only use it in reverence. We should only use it when we're praising God. We only should use it in a good sense. But how we find in the world today, wherever the environment may be, is that they use the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in vain. They use the name of God when they're angry. And that's something that has to be cut out. That has to be something that is stopped. There is also the use of profane words, which displeases Almighty God. A profane word is a bad or irreligious word, so it's something of a bad occasion. Also, there's something called blasphemy. Blasphemy is a word or action intended to insult God. So that would be, for example, blasphemy would be to say that God is cruel or to find fault with his words. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty God, is infinitely merciful. As we read in the Gospel here today, we see how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ heals the man who is deaf and dumb. What mercy he has on them. So too our Lord has that mercy on each and every one of us. And we should never give in to that temptation to think that God has been cruel to us, but that he has given us more than what we can handle. Other ways in which the gift of speech is used to offend Almighty God includes false or rash, unjust oaths or vows. An oath is the calling upon God to witness the truth of what we say. And we should only make an oath when necessary and in grave situations. One case would be if we had to stand on trial. If we had to stand on trial or go to court, you have to put your hand on the Bible and then you have to make an oath that you're going to tell the truth. A vow is a promise. A vow is a promise. That would be where you promise God that you're going to fulfill or do something. We only want to make oaths or vows when necessary, and for a good reason as well. But my dear friends in Christ, if we struggle with any of these particular vices, if we struggle with using bad language, it's important that we take the means necessary to overcome it. First and foremost, my dear friends in Christ, we have to avoid the bad occasions of sin. It happens that when at work, when around other gentlemen or other individuals, or when groups of friends get together, that's oftentimes when bad language is comes out a lot. It's important that we avoid those group of individuals, those people who use bad language. Because if we are there around them, we are going to follow their example. It's going to be a temptation to us. So avoid the occasions of sin. Avoid the occasions of sin. One other way in which the gift of speech is used to offend Almighty God that is very displeasing to him is when it is used in impure conversations. Impure conversations pierce our Lord's sacred heart so deep they wound our Lord and our Blessed Mother and our Immaculate Heart. And this especially happens when young men get together to visit or talk. We have to do our very best to be on guard. We all need friends. We need a social life in order to communicate with one another. But we should avoid those individuals who engage in impure conversations. I remember a story, this was maybe 10 years ago now. I was visiting with some individuals, a group of gentlemen, it was maybe 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And as we were standing outside visiting, one of the individuals started to say something that was not proper. They started to tell some type of joke or say something that was going in a direction where I knew I did not want that conversation to go. After they said a little bit, the other individuals who were there at the time started to laugh. They started to joke at what was said. But by the grace of God, I simply just told them very sternly, that's not funny. I don't want to hear that again. I'm not going to spend time with you if you're going to talk like that. My dear friends in Christ, if you ever find yourself in a situation where somebody is using bad language or there's an impure talk, pray and ask Almighty God for help. Because either one, you get away from that situation, that might be the best thing to do, or two, you can stand up and stop that conversation. But you have to be careful, because sometimes when you stand up and try and stop a situation like that, that only causes it to get worse. That only aggravates them more. And that's why you have to pray first. That's why you have to pray and know what the best course of action is. But my dear friends in Christ, on the other side, of course, God has given us this great gift of speech. Let us use it every day to bless him. Let us use our speech as God intends us to in praising him and helping our neighbor, making those acts of charity. There are so many great ways that we can use this gift that God has given us. And one thing to keep in mind, we want to have good control over our tongue. We want to have good control over our speech. I heard, and I know that there's a retreat that will be coming up here in Washington at Mount St. Michael's for a women's retreat. And one thing that they will do during the retreat is have a few days of silence. Silence is something that is very important for us to learn how to do. That is, we should practice holding our tongue. We should practice having control over our speech. For that will help us to have control over that means. My dear friends in Christ, when it comes to our speech and the vices that we might struggle with, let us pray and ask our Blessed Mother first and foremost to overcome those vices and those things that we struggle with. But also let us take some other means. First and foremost, if you do struggle with using bad language, pray during the time of temptation. Avoid the occasions of sin. Avoid those occasions of sin or those people or those places. If you have used a bad word, count. Keep count of the number of times that you use bad language. If you keep count, what you're going to realize pretty soon is, I didn't realize I was using bad language that much. But it also helps you to work on it as well. Try to make a sacrifice. Every time you use a bad word, try to make a small sacrifice, whether it's to say a prayer. Say a prayer like the Hail Mary. Also, I've heard in some cases, for an individual, every time they use a bad word, they'll take a dollar or 50 cents or a quarter and put it in a jar. And that jar will go to some charity or some organization or something of that nature. But that helps them to get a motivation to overcome using bad language. During the day, my dear friends in Christ, we can use our speech to bless God. We can say short prayers. They're called ejaculatory prayers. As we go about our day, we can say short prayers like, Jesus and Mary, I love you, save souls. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. O Mary, conceive without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Or simply just, Jesus and Mary, Jesus and Mary. We've all been given this great gift to be able to communicate with one another. And it's important that we use it for good. It's important that we take the steps necessary to avoid using it for evil. Let us avoid the occasions of sin. Let us avoid those times and those places and those people who use bad language or who talk in impure fashions. And my dear friends in Christ, let us bless Almighty God. Let us always recognize what great mercy He has had on us. Our Lord has given us so many blessings, and speech is just one of them. As I said in camp, one of the challenges we had was communicating with the boys. And there were many other ways in which we struggled with communicating with the boys. But they're still young. They're still growing. And that's one thing that we wanted to help them all with, is how to communicate with one another, but especially in how to listen. How to listen. Have you ever tried talking and listening to somebody at the same time? Can you talk and listen to somebody at the same time? I don't think so. So let us practice the silence more than talking. Let us try to use our ears more in listening than our tongue in speaking. And we will learn much, and we will learn from the experience of others. As it said in the Gospel today, our Lord said, Abeta, leave thou open. May our